Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I am blessed, and you?
I tell you, God is good, and
all
good things
time.
Are happening.
All the time.
Glory to God.
All the time, God is good.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Well, so I think. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Apostle Buckner is going to be with us tonight.
Okay. Is he on there now?
He should. I gave him your number, and he should be calling the station now.
Okay. Why are you being so far?
I've been doing good. I tell you, God is wonderful, and I know that we're winning.
We're winning. That's it. Despite of what the devil says and thinks, we are winning. Yeah.
We're winning.
We are winning. Nobody but the true living God. We are winners.
We are winners, and we are winning.
Amen.
And so everything is wonderful, and it's just good to be in the will of God.
Amen. That's the purpose. And I just say God has been so good. He's been so good.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I can say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is because of him.
Amen. See, and the enemy came and tried to put that pneumonia on me, and I had to pray myself in.
It won't work. It won't work. That was a weapon form, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
No, sir. It didn't work.
I told him, go scoop somewhere else because you ain't got no place here.
Yes,
and look at them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, I tell you, it's just good to have another day to spread the word.
It's just another good day.
To go into all nations.
All the nations. And you know what?
All nations.
I got a person tell me that they were listening to us over there in England. I said, goodness God, I love you.
Amen. I tell you, God, he uses the technology.
Amen.
He's using the technology to spread his word. And you know, that's what he told me years ago. He said,
yes,
go ye therefore and teach all nations,
baptizing
them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all I commanded you. And he says, and lo, I'm with you, even until the end of time. As we're doing what we're doing, He's with us.
But I tell you, one thing, we just keep our faith in God's hands, and we just keep watching God do what he say he's going to do.
Yes, sir. Did Dr. Buckner call in?
He hasn't called in yet. Not yet.
Let me, excuse me one second. Let me make sure I text this number, okay?
Okay.
Apostle, the number is 347-850-8955, correct?
Correct.
That's 347-850-8955.
Oh, he finally come on. He's on. Oh, he done dropped the line. Huh? He dropped the line. He dropped the line. Thank you, Holy Father. Amen.
Apostle?
Yes, sir.
He's calling right now.
Okay, well, he called. Somebody called, just dropped the line.
Okay, he's calling right now. Maybe he had called and called him.
This line is always hot.
Because God is, I tell you, God's word is hot. It's hot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what you're doing, Apostle, is awesome. What you're doing, I tell you, and it's awesome. What you're doing is awesome. The doors that Yahweh has opened up for you.
Yes, sir. I thank God for the ability to do, to be able to do what I'm doing. All I can say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all I can
say. Sir.
And a lot of people said that they wanted to. I told somebody, I says, but Lord, okay, let's see here. He is, let me see if we can hook him up. All right. How was that, Dr. Buckner? How you doing?
Oh, great, great. How y'all doing?
I'm blessed. I'm doing, blessed. Praise the living God.
Hey, doing great. How you doing, Apostle?
Doing great, doing great. God is so great.
He is so wonderful. I tell you, it's so wonderful to be able to spread his word.
Yes, yes, it is.
Amen.
It is so wonderful.
Yes, sir. He promised to be with us, and I was just Apostle Hunter was just sharing with me how someone from England listened in to one of the programs, and I think that's just wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, it's international. God said we need to go around the world, and that means just in our four walls of the church.
Yes.
A lot of people think that, you know, they can just do things in the four walls of the church. No, God said, no, you're going to do greater things, but you need to go out and compel them to come. You know, that's like, you know, you got to force your way to talk to folk, you know. You do it in the world, why not do it now, you know? We
were
out there in the clubs and doing all that crazy stuff, and now God has saved us. Now we don't want to talk for Him. that's foolishness, you know. That just doesn't make sense.
That's right.
After all He's done, after all He's done for me, and I can't say nothing about Him. Tod I robot Yah, you know.
Come on, yeah. Tod I robot Yah. Tod I robot Yah. Come on, now.
Tod I robot Yah. You know,
I will tell you what God has done for all of us. God has allowed us beyond our own expectation in this hour, this time, at this moment,
right,
to be
right
in the universe, to let the devil know he lost. He lost.
Right.
He lost. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I told Pastor that, you know, Ali thought he was the greatest, you know, but you know, Christ took over that throne. He's a king of the world. He's a, you know, they said heavyweight. He's a heavyweight of the world. He's a heavyweight of heaven.
Oh.
You know, he said all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. So
come
we know that all power. He's a heavyweight. Now that's a heavy hitter there. That's the greatest. You know,
you don't want to
I do it sick now. You know what I'm saying? You know, you trembling and stuff, and you, look, you can't call on God. You can't call on our God, then that's something wrong. That's a problem there.
That's
but
right.
Jesus was never sick. He went out to heal the sick. He healed not everyone, everybody that was oppressed of the devil. So,
that's
the
heaven.
Yeah.
He's the heaven.
He healed us of all of our affliction. So, I thank God. You know?
That's good.
One of the things that I will say, usually when we get a crowd like this, I always get into a mode of let's talk. And one thing I can say to us tonight, what God has for us to do, it takes men and women. Amen. It takes men and it takes women.
That's right.
To do what God wants done in this hour we now live in. And one thing I remember in my study, when the Bible says, in Psalm 19, I believe it is, somewhere verse 11, it says, the fear of the Lord is holy. The fear of the Lord is holy. The fear of the Lord is holy. And I got to meditating on that, and God says, yeah. He said, when you have faith, and your faith moves you to a place to know that I am who I said I am, as I said to y'all some years ago, when I ask God where he come from, and my skin and my hairs on my head began to stand up, God said, I spoke myself into existence. I said, that's okay, Lord. No. I said, I got you. And I just come to understand, no matter what nobody say, God is who he say he is. Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah. That is the truth.
Amen. Well, we're living in a time in America and in the world where we see what's going on. It behooves us brothers and sisters to go out there and press it for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Let me confirm your word, Dr. Hunter.
All right.
Psalm 111, and I'm going to start at verse 9. Okay?
All right.
He said he sent redemption to his people.
Yes.
Right? He has ordained his covenant forever. Now, we know that covenant. He ordained his covenant forever. So
yeah.
Holy and awesome is his name. That means holy and reverend is what? Is his name.
Yeah.
And it says, verse 10, this is where you were. It says, verse 10 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Come on now.
See, when you begin to fear the Lord, that means that, you know, it's not that you're afraid of the Lord, but you have respect. You have the awesome respect for him.
Yes.
That you bow down to him. You know, he is great, you know. And just, you know, it's so that man can't even look on his face and live. That's just how holy he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Moses had to look on his hind parts.
That's right.
You know, hey, Moses would have to look at his hind parts. We can't do that. You know, thank God that, you know. He gives us just a sample of him, and that's enough to last you for the whole lifetime.
Come on now, it is.
See, just a sample of him can last you a whole lifetime, because guess what? I'm going to back that up. The reason I say that, because remember, that when he breathed into Adam the breath of life, he said what? Man became what? A living soul.
A living soul.
He didn't have to keep breathing every day to Adam. He only did what? He breathed one time.
Yeah.
He only be one thing. He don't have to do that every day. He don't have to come and say, okay, come here, I got to give you some air. You know, just like you got to go to the hospital, you get oxygen, people got to get oxygen. Guess what? They got to put that oxygen thing on every day.
Yeah.
And they got to carry that thing around with them. But you don't have to do that in God. You've been blown, you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and it lives on the inside of you forever.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is blow. One time, that's it. Bam.
One
it's gone. It's bad. That's how bad he is. That's how awesome he is.
Yes.
But that's what I was just backing the scripture up to tell you that no, that it says awesome and reverent is his name.
Awesome and reverent is his name.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you know, as Dr. buggers talking, because as I was studying and praying, and the Bible say how, I think it's in Hebrews, how Jesus took part of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the second chapter of Hebrews. Let me see, get my book in, take a look. Because I don't want to misquote it. That's something I said I'm going to do, is misquote it. And I know what God is doing in this hour that he has us on the radio together, because it's something I've been praying for. And I'm believing God, and God is doing. See, ain't nobody upset but the devil, because I done whooped his head. I done whooped that head. And when I go to the book of Hebrews, I'm going to the book of Hebrews. I'd rather have the word. I'd rather stand on the word. See, when you can stand on the word, you can always call the devil a lie. And the devil
ain't nothing. That's right.
See, and one thing I say to God the Father, he's awesome. There is
he is awesome.
Hey, no, he says, okay, so therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We ain't gonna knock them letters, so we're gonna speak about Jesus Christ.
Right.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just compensation of reward, how shall we, now here it is, how shall we, you and I, escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed us by them that heard him? There was some before we even came on the scene that heard about him, Jesus Christ. But I would say this to you. And when I was looking, I'm looking for it. Okay. I'm coming to it. Thank you, Lord. Okay. It says, for in verse 10, for it became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in beginning many sons of the glory, hallelujah, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now here it is. And again, he said in verse 14, and when you look at verse 12, it takes you back to Psalm chapter 2. You look at the verse, it says, here again, he says, saying, I have declared my name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, and I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I will, and the children which God has given me. Here we are, praise God. Here we are, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, hallelujah, here's where it is, that he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death was all that lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not of him the nature of an angel. This is what I love. She won't step away. But he took on the nature of the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. He come and he put on, he partook flesh. Jesus did, that he might destroy. And I told the devil, I said, you knucklehead rascal, you can't do nothing.
He only do what God let him do.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, that's it.
Yeah, he only does what God lets him do.
That's it.
No, you don't have no power. We got all the power over the enemy.
But
that's what the Bible
says. And some of y'all know I'm in recovery, and I know what God is doing. God say, I have you for a special reason. And I said, okay, Lord. And the day when I began to just talk to the Lord, have you ever just sit down somewhere and God start talking to you, and you travel through And God began to talk to me. And I said, okay, Lord. And the Lord told me some things today. He said, be quiet and watch me work for you. And I sit back and watch God work for me.
Amen.
I watched God today do some things for me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let y'all talk. I was going to the pool every Thursday. And
mm-hmm.
the pool was 4 feet deep, 5 feet deep, and 6 feet deep. The first time I got in the pool, I misunderstood the lady. I thought she said, Miss Turner, come down and I'm going to dump your head under the water. And before I knew it, my flesh rose up, and I said, oh, hell no, you ain't going to dump me under the water. But they showed me, it took me, little women took me in that pool, took something and put it under my back, had me lean back under my buttocks and under my legs. They had me floating. And they took this 6'2" frame in that water and started whipping it in the water. And all of my muscles started loosening up. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was taking you to the River Jordan to be cleansed.
Oh, praise God. I got a pool in. I just don't want to be baptized. I told him, I said, y'all baptized me today.
Yes.
Praise
that
God.
That pool of Bethesda. Glory to God.
Yes.
And they got, like you said, sit back. Just like Moses told the children of Israel when God told them, sit back and just wait. Just see the salvation of the Lord. See, the Lord is.
That's right.
He always got a way out for you.
Come on, let it again, Doc.
He has a way out for you. That means that even if you closed in, the children
Amen.
Of Israel were closed in at two points. They were closed in by the water, and then they were closed in by Pharaoh. So there was no way going forward, and there was no way turning back.
Yes.
So they were closed in.
Yeah.
But God opened up a way for them to get out and escape from the water and from Pharaoh.
Amen. Come on now.
He says, sit back, see the salvation. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God says, stand still.
Stand still.
Don't move. Don't go nowhere. Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing. Stay still and wait and see me. See me work. And that's what he's doing.
Amen.
A lot of times we want to rush God. See?
Yeah,
you know, we don't rush the thing. You know, God, I want to get healed today. I need something now. But God said, okay, I'm gonna do it for you, but you got to stand still.
Got to stand still.
And a lot of times we don't stand still long enough to see the work of God moving in our life.
That's right.
That's what the issue is. A lot of times the issue is that. And you know, I love it when John chapter 8. And you go to John chapter 8 when Jesus was talking to the Jews. And they were telling him that he was Beelzebub and, you know, telling about his father. And I love it because Jesus turned back and said, well, you know, and, you know, they were telling him that he was Beelzebub and that he didn't believe in, if he believed in Abraham, and he should have believed in Abraham because their father Abraham believed in what they were doing and what they were saying. No, he said, no. He said, if you believe my saying, Abraham believed me. And they thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
They said, now you have flipped, you have really flipped.
Yeah.
And then they said, you ain't 30 years old. How you yet see Abraham?
Come on, man.
Huh? He said, but Jesus said, what did Yeshua say? He said, before Abraham was, he said, I am. But he also said that I am, in Exodus 3 and Exodus 6, he said, I am, it's the same I am. You take that same I am from John 8 and take it to Exodus 6 and Exodus 3. He said, well, I am.
I am.
I am Jehovah. I'm the God that Abraham was able to see when he said he looked and came and had to take his sandals off and look at that burning bush. I am that burning bush.
I am.
He says, I am that I am.
Come on.
Huh? There's no more before I am.
I am.
No, I am and I was and I will be.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
I am.
And what's that Hebrew word for am is Hayah.
Hayah.
Hayah. And when you think you're doing some karate, guess what? Hiya.
Hiya.
Hey. For the top.
Oh, glory to God.
That means that he's whatever he needs to be in your life.
Hiya. Come on now, Doc. That's
mean,
it.
That means he's whatever he needs to be in your life for that moment for you to get through whatever you need to get through.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
That's what that's right, Doc. That's what that Hebrew word means. Hiya. He becomes whatever.
He becomes whatever you need.
That's
at
right.
At that point.
At that moment.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you need to call out, that's what you need to say. Whenever you see the Lord on your side, you need to call on the Lord. What you going to say?
Hiya.
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 I need you now. You know what I'm saying?
I need. That's it.
And we need him now. So we say hiya.
We need him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
We need him now. We don't, yeah, you know.
He becomes whatever we
he
need.
He becomes whatever you need. Yeah. Remember, Paul said in order to win many souls, he said, what? I become whatever I need to be.
Whatever,
and
that's
we do
right.
the same thing. Paul said that, and, you know, he was a New Testament prophet, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
New Testament apostle. So guess what? We are today's apostles.
That's right. That's
see,
right.
We got four classes of apostles. The apostles didn't die out when Jesus died.
Sure did.
And most people are teaching that's crazy foolishness. They don't read the Bible. They don't read the Bible.
Well,
they're not reading that we're reading the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Said before he went up to heaven, he said, what? He sent gifts to the church. Who did he give them
that's
to?
He
gave them God.
Yes.
That's what he
and
did.
And apostleship was one of the gifts.
That's right.
Well, see, that's
so how can it just die? That means your church, you ain't teaching people right in the church.
They're not.
That's right.
You're teaching people right in the church. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening so you can get some feedback. We can get some feedback.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. If you believe that the apostles died out, then we don't have the same scripture. We don't have the same Bible.
That's right.
You got a new word translation because the new word translation changes a whole lot of stuff. They don't even believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They say he was a created God. He was created by the Creator. And my Bible says he is the Creator.
Come on now, that's what my Bible says.
I don't know what they're reading. But Doc, I don't know what they're reading. Doctor Hunter, you know what they're reading?
I don't know what they're reading. I don't know.
I don't know what they're reading.
You have to tell us because I don't read that script they read. I don't read that script they read. Let me interject this, please. In the Philippians,
go ahead.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. And here's something else that captured my attention. Who being in the form of God, that's Jesus, thought it not to be robbery to be with God.
Mm-hmm.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. My God Almighty.
Come on now. Come on now.
God Almighty.
I'm going to go to John 1.
I'm going there too. In the beginning,
go
the word was God.
Go ahead. John 1.
I'm going to go to John 1. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became
was
God.
God.
And
yes.
Was God. In verse 14 it says,
verse
and
14,
we
come on, come on.
Good
come on.
God
verse
come on,
14
hey.
Said, and the Word became what?
Flesh.
It became flesh.
It became
and was among us, it said, the
it
only begotten of the Father. And there was only one that was begotten of the Father.
Come on, let me get some of this.
It wasn't two or three. What? Come on, come on, Dr. News.
Let me get some of this. Let me get some of this.
Come on, do it.
I tell you, a bishop back in centuries ago, he said for Yeshua, he's not a substance of God, but the same substance. And I know exactly what he said. He said he's not like God. He is God.
years ago.
He's not like God. Yeshua is God. If you go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it'll tell you who Yeshua is. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, some people just read this for Christmas, but we ought to read it every day. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born.
Come on.
Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called," here it is, "Wonderful."
Wonderful.
"Counselor."
Counselor.
"The mighty God." "The everlasting Father." "The Prince of Peace." Yeshua is God.
Amen.
That's the foundation of Christianity. If a man or woman don't believe that Yeshua is God, then they're not saved.
That's right.
That's
because
the foundation.
You have to believe that.
Of Christianity. As a Christian, everyone got to know that Yeshua is God.
And it's a confession. You know, you've got to confess that.
That's
and
right.
To believe that, you got to confess that. That's what the scripture says. You got to confess it.
That's right. You got to confess it.
A lot of people haven't confessed it. So guess what? My question to y'all: are they really saved?
That's right.
You have to confess. So are you saved?
That's right. Some people are saying that. I heard people say, "Oh, he's just an angel." Some people say, "Oh, he's just Satan's other brother." I mean, you hear all types of lies. No, Yeshua is God, Emmanuel.
That's it. And Emmanuel means what? God with us.
God with us.
That's right.
Yes.
Woo, boy, y'all done got me. I'm all happy up in here. I'm about to run up out of this house.
He's in us, he's on us, and he's around us.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Huh? He's in us. All us and around us.
One thing I always say.
He's all of that.
He's all of that. No matter what we say, it comes to a final conclusion. When Jesus said these words, when he said these words in John, he said, "Father," in John chapter 17, he said, "Father, the hour has come. The hour has come. That you be what? Glorified."
Glorified.
And he said, just as I was with you, now glorify me.
That's right.
And see, he was with God. And good God Almighty, I'm like the brother. I'm about to go swimming.
Like I was back then.
and see, the devil is upset because what has happened, he knows that we know he ain't got no power. As I told people, he's snagged to him. He can't do nothing this y'all. He can't bite you. He can't scratch you. So all you got to do is step outside the head.
Dr. Hunter, just like the scripture says, he come as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion.
Oh,
because
no.
A roaring lion has teeth. If you come as something, you're a gummed up lion. That's what it is. You got no teeth, so you got gums. But people don't have teeth, whether they have gums.
Well, look, I got a personal line. It's a personal line. You got a question? Something you want to say, sir? Just came on the line. Hello. You got something you want to say? You got a question or a statement?
I just got on here. This is Jeremy. I'm calling from Georgia. I'm not really familiar with this. I was just seeing what all the topic was and everything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Dr. Newsom. Tell him.
Well, what we've been talking about is who Jesus is, who Yeshua is. And that's the foundation of all Christianity. In order for us to be saved, in order for us to be a true Christian, we really got to know who Jesus is. Who is he? And we've been talking about who he is. He is God. Someone in the Bible, and I know you probably heard or read this scripture. Someone in the Bible said, "Jesus, show us the Father. Show us him." And you know what Jesus said? He says, "When you have seen me,
you have seen the Father."
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the foundation of Christianity. We've got to know who he is. And the Bible clearly lets us know that he's Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God come to earth and wrapped himself up in a body.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, earth suit, yep.
Amen.
Isn't
and
that
your
encouraging?
Amen. Your name is Brother who now?
My name is Jeremy McCandless.
Okay, Jeremy, you got something you want to say to us?
I just maybe I could get some prayer or something like that. Prayer is always good. One thing that I do, I try to pray more than anything really, but it's good to be balanced in everything, you know, prayer, Bible reading, study, fasting, stuff like that. But I do need to improve on a few things for sure. With, you know, I've been wanting to try to fast and everything, and that can be kind of difficult sometimes. To do that, I kind of need breakthrough in a few areas and stuff like that, and I'm basically trying to get more prepared for whenever I meet a lady who will be my wife and everything, because I have heard that she's the Lord revealed that she might be on the way soon, basically.
That's good.
That's
yeah.
Good.
That's good. Hallelujah. That's good news. Congratulations, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Buckley, you want to pray for him?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you for Jeremy.
Yeah.
We know that you hear us and you answer our prayers. Father, we thank you right now that in the name of Jesus that you cover Jeremy. Give him everything that he needs, God. He's praying for clarity. He's praying for hope. And all the hope is in you. All we need to do is just make sure that we understand your word. And thank you that your word is truth. Your word is spirit and is life. And we thank you right now, God, that you bless Jeremy in the name of Yeshua. And Jeremy, we say Yeshua is Jesus' name. Yahweh.
Yeah.
We say that, but I want to clarify that so you can understand that when we say Yahshua, that is still Jesus, all right?
Yeah,
so I want to make sure that you understood that. I didn't want to just say that and you didn't understand that.
Oh,
so, Father, we thank you that you've listened to the broadcast tonight, God, and we ask that you would give them clarity on life, give them clarity on the word, God, and let us be able to glorify you in all our ways. God, I ask that young lady that he's looking forward to, Father, I ask that you would bring them together as one. We thank you, Lord God, that you caused man to seek after you first. And it says if we seek after you first, you give us all that we need in the earth. And God, we thank you that a wife is something that a man needs in the name of Yeshua. So we thank you right now that we cover her, and we say that she is a prophet, Proverbs 31 woman. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her right now in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Father, that she will do her husband good all the days of her life. And God, we thank you that you are covering Jeremy, all of his kinfolks. We say salvation to them, salvation to all that he comes around, God. Every person that he touches, every person that comes in contact with him, we thank you for salvation for the world, for the nation. We also thank you for salvation for him. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You walk in the glory of God, and we thank you for listening to us tonight. And
I felt that prayer, man, when you said serious. I felt like tingling, man.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That was for Jeremy. Amen. Yeah. Jeremy, what I want to tell you. You know what I want to tell you, Jeremy?
What's that?
I want to tell you that God loves you, man.
Yes.
I thank you. I appreciate that.
God's going to give you a gift that you've been requesting of God. He's going to give you a salute. You ask God some things you need right now. But God say, when the woman come, it is available. Because he wants both of y'all to be in the same cycle of understanding.
Jeremy,
I want to thank God for you for calling the radio station tonight and for thanking God for what God is doing for you. And I believe that your wife, first, when y'all come together, you're going to have twins, is my prayer.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Don't get upset now. Because God, and I'm having some fun in the Lord.
It's going to be a glorious thing.
Yeah.
It's a glorious thing.
See, that's a blessing. And what God wants to do with you, Jeremiah, he called you, said Jerry, but I'm calling you Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And when you look at Jeremiah 29 chapter, woo, good God, the Holy Ghost is moving over me. 29:11. fire. God said, I know the thoughts I have for you. And they're not of this world.
9/11.
He said, the thoughts I have for you, they're peace. They give you a long life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's right.
You need to be your station in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because God our Father is raising up in these last days men and women who can attest to what God has said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're saying what we're saying, so we welcome you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sorry.
Amen.
No, I had one last prayer request real quick. Just before we, I guess you guys got to go here shortly, but I was going to ask if you guys could pray for, first of all, while it's on my mind, my sister, Victoria, just however you are led to pray and whoever wants to pray. And then also, like we talked about, my wife, I don't know the timing, but I pray that, you know, if one of you guys could, I'm assuming, I don't know who all is on here, but basically I'm just...
Take your time.
I was just...
Take your time.
I was going to say that I was looking forward to possibly, if the Lord would reveal a time frame of when she might be revealed to me, when I might meet her. I don't know exactly. And it doesn't have to be, you know, direct, specific, but maybe like, what if it's 6 months, a year and 6 months, whatever. However, I just feel like maybe the Lord might reveal that to me to help me in my personal walk to be able to press in more and stuff and seek him more.
Well, okay, we just going to have it. We're going to take it by faith, and we're going to believe what you ask, because the devil tried to muffle you out. But, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the request has been made known.
Yes.
And according to Jerry's request, we ask you that you will shower him with an understanding from the Word. You made him the head and not the tail. You made him going and coming. You gave him right now. We thank you, Father. We believe, Father, your word, that he'll take your word, he'll take it daily and meditate upon it. He will pray upon it. He will digest it. He will let it come into his body spiritually, socially, and economically. He will take it. I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the anointing, the fire of the Holy Ghost will touch him tonight, that he will come to understand his sister. And I pray right now, whatever it is causing her body right now, I cancel it right now. I call it to come out in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I send the word of God. Her body is completely healed now. It's by faith we have, not by what we think or say, but it's by faith. Because we know Jesus said when we pray, say, and we have it. He said two or three shall touch agree on anything on earth, God in heaven will answer us. And he has to respond to us now, not tomorrow, now. He's a now God. And I believe you right now, Holy Father, that you'll answer this prayer because of his sister. Not only him, but there are many other women in the same condition. There are men out there that we call on the name right now. that they will be saved in these latter days.
Yes.
I want to thank you for what you've done tonight. I want to thank you for what you're doing right now. I want to praise your holy name. I want to give you
hallelujah.
The hallelujah, hallelujah, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah.
I thank you. I thank you, Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
I thank you tonight for what you're doing for him. We want to bless
thank
your name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's a done deal. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Remember that. Before Dr. Hunter started praying for you, remember I told you that God, I prayed that God would give you clarity.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Clarity
yeah.
means that he's going to give you a clear understanding of everything
yeah.
that you're needing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything you're needing, he's going to give you, it's like, it's going to be so clear to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you're not going to worry about that. It's going to be clear, very clear.
Yeah.
Even the woman going to be clear to you.
Yeah.
Everything that you ask is very clear to you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God is saying
it's going
to be. All I'm doing is confirming what God has already spoken earlier through both of our prayers. But God said, I will do it.
Yeah. All right.
He said, I'm not a son of man, but I'm not a man to lie. And son of man, I got to repent. I don't have to repent from that. Look, whatever I say, I say.
Yeah.
And then God says also, what? He said that you have whatever you say.
That's right.
So guess what? All you have to do is start speaking what you want God to do in your life.
That's
and
right.
And believe that he's doing it and it's done. Scripture said all you got to do is believe it. All you got to do is speak it and you have it.
Yeah,
so that's what you have to do.
It's like in David, you speak it and it's out of your heart, the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks.
That's right. Your mouth speaks.
It is
done. And so it's a done deal.
That's right.
Yeah, all you got to do, say, it's a done deal. God, I believe in your word. I believe in what you're saying to me. I believe in what you prophesied to me. And it is a done deal. And when you say that, let those words come out of your mouth because it has to be spoken.
That's right.
It comes out of the spoken word. So you speak God's word, all you're doing is speaking whatever he told you, all you're doing is reconfessing what he told you.
Yeah,
that's right.
You confessing the word. That's all we're doing tonight.
Is
we're going back
right.
over God's word, whatever God is saying in the past, whatever he's saying to us now, in the future, whatever God is saying to us, that's what we're saying. All we're doing is saying the word.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
And we all got to just believe in the word, and it will happen.
Genesis 6:3,
I'm going to back this up. Dr. Hunter said that you're going to have a long life. That means Genesis 6:3. Go to Genesis 6:3 to your Bible and look up, and it says that God's going to give you, what, 120 years.
Yes.
You got 120 years. That's the word.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a long life. And then Psalm 91 gives you long life. So God is just, all he's doing is confirming his word about long life to you.
Yeah.
And it will happen.
Yeah.
Your
I
sister will
also
have a shot to Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you know one
that's
thing I will say? Hallelujah. I will say this. For God, is saved. Oh, my God. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And as I was praying to the Lord told me, he says, greater things get ready to happen for the radio station because we've been faithful to what it is. And I will say to you, we invoke you to be a prayer warrior with us, and we want to be a prayer warrior with us. And if you got a pencil, I want to give you my address, my email address, and you can email me and we can start communicating because these are two great men that I respect and I honor, along with this sister on the line with us. I want to thank God for what God is doing tonight, what he's doing. It's beyond my understanding, and I'm not trying to understand. I'm saying, Lord, open up wide. See, and the old folks said it today, they said, open wide the crystal fountain from whence the healing water flow. That's what we want to see in this earth we live in. We got to pray for America. America needs prayer. Elected officials, they fighting and squabbling and biting like dogs, gnashing at each other. We got to pray for them. We got to come to a point in this hour that God has a call for us on our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't have a pen and a paper at the moment. I don't know whoever can get in contact with
you. I got the phone number down there. I'm going to call you
back
when you're up there. But I want you to stay on there with us. I know God has something he told us to tell us. Go ahead, we listen.
Yeah. Well, I do know that when you guys were praying for me and everything, like I felt the presence. I felt the Lord. You know, I felt him a few times before and everything, and I've heard him speak to me before. But I just sometimes I get a little discouraged and stuff. But other than that, it's just, you know, the Lord is good. I know that, and I know. I would say you guys just keep doing what you're doing and press in and everything and everything and all. And also, whoever it was that prayed for me with, you know, all of it was really good, but whoever prayed for me about the, that whoever I would touch and the people that I would come in contact with, like I literally around that time, I felt God's presence, like it was like a tingling all over my body pretty much. And then,
hallelujah. Huh?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel the Lord sometimes, and he's stirring in my belly. Like the only way I know how to describe it is like a
Lord
blessing.
God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the God we serve.
He's a now God.
See, let me show you something.
That's it.
Well, Jeremy, God will join his spirit with his spirit. God's going to join her spirit with your spirit.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
God's
going
to join your spirit with her spirit. And
you
go, and you will know your wife. Because when you see her, see, I've been married for 45 years. When I saw that woman 45 years ago, I said, oh, something strange happening. Go be out of the water. Something in my spirit got to rumbling and rattling and going, whoa. I've been for 45 years. I still love her. Now I get upset at her, but I still love her.
Same thing with Adam.
When God brought Eve to Adam, what did he say?
Oh man!
That's what you're gonna do, Jim. That's what you're gonna do, Jim.
You're gonna know, like I said,
and that's what I said.
Yeah.
God is gonna bring it clear. It's gonna be very clear to you.
Yeah,
she's gonna be very clear.
You're gonna know her.
You're gonna know her. I'm gonna tell you right now. You're gonna know her.
Yes, you're definitely
gonna know.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you do, it's gonna hit your spirit just like it's hers.
Yeah.
You know. You might not be able to say anything for a while.
That's right.
I'll be like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, he's gonna be like that line.
He's gonna be louder than that.
I'm gonna say, come here, honey. Come here, honey. You're mine.
I want you to do something, Jeremy. When God gives it to you, I want you to love her.
Yeah.
I want you to love her, like Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
Don't put on second plate. Don't put on third plate. Put on next to you. She's a batter.
Yeah.
You a batter. You wanted the same thing. So that's something I give through experience that I've had. Now don't come with 5 cents. Now you can send me 5 cents. That's all you got. Amen. Keep living for Jesus. Focus on Jesus, and He will be there for you.
That's right.
God
is
always on time. God never fails. He never fails. And if you want to send it, you can send us a ticket. We come to your wedding.
Yeah.
Amen.
That way, you know, we 2015, remember. 2015 is a great year. And 2015 is your year.
It's your year.
Remember, you have to remember that, you know, you can mark this down on your calendar. You can mark this down today that you spoke with us, and this is what we told you. God is not going to lie. God's not lying to you. I'm telling you what God is saying. 2015 is your year. You just got, I don't care what the devil try to say to you or try to come. No, this is your year.
Oh, wow.
You will succeed this year.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I received that.
Yeah, you will succeed this year. This is it. You will succeed.
Amen. This is it.
Yeah.
Amen.
And these two, I look up to Dr. Hunter and Dr. Newsom there. I look up to them. But, hey, they know wherever they're going, I'm going. You know, we all go together.
We've been the same ship.
We've been like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
We've been like that. And we went to school together. We went to Bible college together. You know, all three of us. We went to Bible college together. Graduated, got our doctorate degrees, but it was because of God. It's not nothing that we've done. I'm not great. It's His name. We make His name great. See, all you do is make God's name great, and your name will be great. And I can tell you, Jeremy, if you make God's name great, He will make your name great. You'll stand out like never before.
Yes.
You'll stand out like never before. This is not a coincidence that you call tonight.
No, it's not.
He wanted you to call tonight because He had a word for you.
Yes.
He wants to speak directly to you.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about.
And when you guys were praying for me, my name is, Jeremy, but people have also spoken that I'm like, they've said read Jeremiah and stuff, and they've often told me that and everything.
Wow, confirmation.
Yes.
Confirmation.
Yep.
Well,
Jeremiah 29:11. You got to
make sure I stand around you because you're going to be a crying prophet. You're going to start crying. I want to be with you.
I don't have the fire set up in my bones.
Because God wants to use you, Jeremy, because you have a heart for God. You have to have a heart for God in order for Him to use you. God doesn't use anybody that they don't have His heart.
That's right.
You know, you have to have God's heart in order for Him to use you in a big way. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to use you in a big way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jealousy will come. I'm going to tell you right now. But you cannot look at that.
You have to focus on God.
You have to keep focusing on what God wants you to do. And guess what? That's why you got big brothers like us around. Big brothers like us. So,
amen.
We'll be your way praying and do whatever we got to do. But I'm like I said, this is a great show. You know, I thank Dr. Newsom and Dr. Hunter. They're great men of God. And like I said, I listen to them all day long and don't have to say anything, but I can still get a whole lot from God.
Amen. Well, God's so good. And the thing I would say, if there's nothing else, anybody else got anything want to say? Well, on the line, let's ask this lady if she got anything to say. You got anything want to say, lady, on the radio? Hello. Well, okay, she probably hung up. But I want to let you know, God is a great God.
He sure is.
Tonight's been a night that we come on the line. We obeyed God, and it's right time, and God has blessed us. Beyond our understanding.
Yes.
And brethren, I would say to you, as the Apostle Paul has said, he said, we didn't get this from a man, nor was man give it to us. It was by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right. Yes.
What God has revealed to us, we must tell the world. He's going to be back again. So tonight's the night I say I love you, I thank God for you, and we'll see you next time. And I will be emailing everybody some. God bless y'all.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
God bless everyone. Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Hallelujah.
Just got like